offers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of short stories in this segment. And again, we have some construction going on here at the home studio. If you hear any noise in the background, just bear with us. We are getting something installed today, and we're going to be reporting on it next week. After we vet it and take it for a test drive, we'll be able to share this information with you guys next week. In a recent poll, Marketing Resource Group survey of 605 Michigan voters, 81% majority of Michigan voters said that they believe a woman's reproductive rights are in fact protected by the Michigan Constitution, due to the passage of Proposal 3 back in 2022. 11% of voters don't believe a woman's right to choose is protected. 8.3% said they didn't know or they refused to answer the question. Breaking the numbers down by political spectrum, the total differs based on political party affiliations. 91% of Democrats, 75% of Republicans, 73% of Independents believe that a woman's right to an abortion is, in fact, protected. Now, that's kind of interesting, because if you look at this from a political standpoint, you would think Democrats would be at a lower percentage. Republicans would be at a higher percentage, independents probably in the middle. That's not what this poll found. The poll question was then followed up by one in which issue voters would like to see their candidate talk about while on the campaign trail. 28% wanted the candidates to focus on the economy and jobs. 18.3% said immigration and border security. Number three on the list was high prices, inflation, and the high cost of gasoline. Abortion actually reported in it being fourth at 9.8%. The conditions of our roads, 2.5%. Taxes, 1.7%. Education and health care both came in at 6%. And concerns about the environment, climate change, was only at 3%. So, then I've got a very simple question. If 91% of the Democrats believe that a woman's right to an abortion is protected on Michigan's Constitution, why are the Democrats running ads about that issue? Why are they making that an issue? That's something you have to think about. The other reverse of that, only 73% of the independents thought it was protected, leaving 27% of them thinking it's not. So, kind of interesting poll. Kind of thought that was interesting based on these current ads that you are, in fact, seeing now starting to show up more and more on the TV. One race that we're particularly paying close attention to is one that could actually impact Congress and the leadership, the Speaker of the House, and other issues going on in Washington, D.C. One of the ad errors that were made has made national news. An error with Tom Barrett's campaign advertisement in a free black-owned newspaper in Lansing led to quick national headlines and a cease and desist letter from the Attorney General's office. Marcus Jefferson, publisher for the Free Michigan Bulletin, ran a full-page ad, full-color advertisement during the October 1st through the 15th publication. From Barrett's campaign, Tom Barrett, running for Congress, urging voters to vote on November 6th, when in fact the general election is the day before on November 5th. A page prior, there's a full-page advertisement from U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers that has the correct election day mentioned. In the ad for Barrett, showing him as an Iraq war veteran standing in front of a helicopter, stating that he has served for 22 years in the U.S. Army, is now running for U.S. Congress. He's running to cut inflation, close the border, stop endless wars, and invest in our people. On November 6th, vote for Tom Barrett. Well, was it a mistake done by the black-owned newspaper? Was it done on purpose? Trying to mislead the public as to when the election day was actually going to take place. On the same newspaper, on the previous page, had Mike Rogers' ad. This was a full-page ad that showed exactly the correct date of the election on November 5th. In the ad, pointing out positives about Mike Rogers, having your back, closing the southern border, protecting Michigan jobs, protecting Medicare and Social Security, and keep men out of women's sports and locker rooms. These were the issues that Rogers wanted in this newspaper. Comparing then Elisa Slotkin's voting record, where she's voted for the importation of over 10 million illegals, prioritized her donors over rising prices of gasoline and groceries, and did vote for men to be able to invade women's spaces. Slotkin doesn't deserve a promotion to the U.S. Senate, says Rogers' ad. Now, one of the interesting things about this is that the Michigan Legislative Black Caucus Executive Director Chris Jackson said that the caucus did not contact the New York Times or the Washington Post regarding this story. He said they did file a complaint with the Attorney General in Ingham County's prosecutor's office after readers from Lansing brought it to their attention. Jackson said that the general readership of the Michigan Bulletin are black voters, and said that they still feel that this is a form of voter suppression. If there's one person at this point that's confused or has put the paper on the headlines of the national news, Tom Barrett needs to be blamed for misadvertising the election date. That's his problem, not the newspaper. Well, MERS News Service reached out to Tom Barrett for comment. His campaign did not respond. Other acts of voter suppression tactics that have happened in the past. Back in 2020, Attorney General Dana Nessel's office prosecuted a California man and a Virginia man who targeted 12,000 Detroit voters with information about the wrong election days. They were charged with voter intimidation and electioneering. Jackson gave kudos to the City Pulse for catching the error and said he did not necessarily feel that Jefferson made the mistake in the Michigan Bulletin. He said these advertisements are supposed to be submitted from the campaigns and, quote, photo ready. It was Barrett's campaign that put the wrong date, not us, said Jackson. Tug of war between the right to vote, voter suppression, electioneering, and other aspects are being played out across the entire country. And this is one that we will not tolerate here in Michigan. Jackson said, I take my job priorities as very important to the black community. But it's not just communities of color. We are providing access to everybody across the board. So this is not just a priority of Democrats in the legislature or Democratic campaigns contacting us. We feel that we are doing what's right based on what we are given from the campaigns. So just so you know, this is going on right now in that congressional race. Let's see, another short story you can look at real quick. Oh, yeah, this is something we talked about earlier in the year. Michigan Public Service want to put out a warning to the public about imposters. After a Rochester Hills man was killed by two men police said were impersonating DTE, Detroit electrical workers, the Michigan Public Service Commission said they are putting this warning out to make sure how people can spot an imposter posing as working as a utility worker. If someone shows up saying they are from the utility company and that they need to come inside your home, the homeowner should ask to see photo ID. If they refuse, don't let them in and call 911. Also, many utility companies will call ahead of time to get people to know that they are scheduled to have work done in their area. However, most of this work is usually done outside of the home and does not require any of our workers to come inside. Dan Scripps, the chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission, said we are heartbroken that criminals would do something so horrendous, and we want to help Michigan families stay safe from these perpetrators who take advantage of people by posing as worker for energy utility companies. Sometimes these scams have to do with your electric service needing to be checked for safety reasons. Don't let them inside your home. Call 911 and report it, according to Dan Scripps. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. As we get started here, we're going to get to some of your text messages, comments coming in. Again, try not to send me videos or long stories during the show. I greatly appreciate that. Comments, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that as well. One of the things that we're looking at is the story we talked about yesterday's show, where the Muslim Arab community of Dearborn appears not to be returning absentee ballots, potentially sitting this election out. They're really not sure at this point. But breaking story that just came out 15 minutes ago, the Biden-Harris administration is now issued a statement giving Israel 30 days to improve humanitarian aid efforts in Gaza or potentially face the U.S. halting military assistance, according to a letter that was sent to the Israeli military. The letter, dated 3 days ago, October 13th, was signed by the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, threatening to pause the delivery of U.S. weapons and aid to Israel unless the Jewish state provides assurance that humanitarian aid is now flowing into Gaza unhindered, according to the United States Department. The warning comes as Biden spent months with his frustration growing over the humanitarian situation in Gaza. This has become a major issue among Democratic voters, especially young Democrats. As Election Day looms on November 5th, 3 weeks from yesterday, they are now issuing a statement to Israel. American officials found that since April that there's been significant deterioration in the amount of aid entering Gaza, despite Israel's vow to keep food and supplies coming, which they said was started back in March. One of the things they're looking at, the potential, is cutting off U.S. aid. Very, very, very interesting situation, development, again, just breaking about 20 minutes ago. Also, additionally, this letter does not state what Bibi Netanyahu's response was, nor any comments received back from the Israeli military. kind of the interesting part of this entire thing. The problems that they see is the fact that this is going to be a very close election, and unless these issues are dealt with, many young Democrat voters may sit this election out or choose not to vote for president. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. One of the things that they are saying, the process of how this issue affects the voting public is being played out basically right now as we speak. Developments happening within 2 to 3 weeks before the election could change election day turnout. Interesting development. Polymarket, the world's largest prediction of electoral races, says that Donald Trump will win the election 60.1% to 39.8%. The popular vote may be won, actually, by Kamala Harris. But based on electoral college votes, it will be an electoral college landslide for Trump. They also predict that the Republicans will, in fact, take majority of the Senate, and in the House, they're calling it too close to call. It is saying that it is going to be a toss-up in their final reporting later this week. Very, very, very interesting development. Could Gaza, could Israelis' military operations affect elections here in the United States? That's what they're claiming could happen. Most of it to young Democratic voters. Kind of an interesting story just popped into the radio station here about a half hour ago. One of the other aspects to this is information, folks. And again, we talked about it. We'll be playing for you the PAGS video so you can hear it again, so you can request it, so you can send it. We'll have that queued up for you in the next hour. But one of the things that people need to understand is that this is based on election information, educating the general public, and making sure that they get this information before they go to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. One of the things that they are claiming is uninformed voters make up right now, it is predicted based on this company's research, 5% of the voting public go to the polls still undecided as they walk in. It's up to us to educate them. It's up to us to make sure that they at least have this information to consider before they go to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. We'll have that video queued up for you in the next hour. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste